The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, so let's settle in for our period of meditation, allowing the body to come into balance in the sitting posture. Letting yourself settle in. From whatever you were doing before, and just arriving here for meditation. It can help at the beginning to pay a little bit of attention to the posture, perhaps noticing if the body is well balanced on the cushion or the chair, whatever you're sitting on, or even if you're lying down, there's a way to be balanced doing that. So finding kind of a central upright posture, but we're not leaning, not straining to be in the sitting position. And then just allowing the body to soften and relax. It's so supportive to encourage relaxation. Although, of course, it doesn't work on command. So we more invite ease, invite softening. Perhaps in the shoulders, letting the shoulders drop. In the belly, letting the belly soften and be round. Softening the eyes and the eye sockets. And releasing any bracing in the arms, the hands, the legs, the feet. And if there are still areas of tension or even discomfort in the body, that's fine. We have mental ease about how the body is right now. And then turning to the mind, inviting a receptive, simple awareness of our experience. Often during the day, we need to focus and direct attention, sometimes to many different things. And as we sit here, we just don't need to point the mind toward anything except the present moment. Just see what's here. Maybe we notice the body. Maybe we notice emotions or thoughts. It's fine to just let the mind be with experience as it's unfolding. From time to time, checking the attitude. We don't need anything to happen. Don't need to try to get anything or get rid of anything. Awareness is simple. So for this meditation, I will offer a simple invitation, something you might wish to notice. The mind is often engaged in labeling the experience that it knows in a very simple way. When we hear a car go by, the mind knows it's a car. When we feel our muscle in our leg cramp, the mind knows, oh, my leg is cramping. It's very natural This is called perception, to perceive what it is that we're experiencing. It can be interesting to turn and watch this process of perception. Noticing how the mind knows what a sound is, knows what a feeling is, and comes up with often a word or sometimes an image. And then there's a sense of, oh yes, okay, we know what that is. This is a process going on in the mind that can be observed. And every now and then, we don't know what something is immediately. And what does the mind do with that? So resting now with our experience.